listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Another Friday financial update. Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, joins us. Brian, thanks again for taking the time.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Hey, a couple weeks ago, we touched on the Great Big Beautiful Bill and teased our full hour together talking about the impact to individuals, really, and went into more depth. Continue a little bit today. We talked more about individuals on that full hour, but there were some corporate ramifications, impact or effect from the Great Big Beautiful Bill. What have you found?
Yeah, there was a great piece actually earlier this week in the Wall Street Journal talking about how we're starting to get the early estimates regarding forecasted tax savings for corporations. So part of the bill was certainly, like you said, meant to benefit the average American, and we covered that in detail. But now we're starting to get those forecasts on the big companies. And there's also, by the way, we could do a whole separate segment on benefits to small businesses, which I like to hear because I'm a small business owner. But the corporate benefits are rather encouraging. And what I would note here is there are tax savings, but only if corporations are investing in infrastructure for their companies and significant investments in things like vehicles and buildings, things that move the economy forward, or if they're investing in research and development. So there's a strong incentive in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act for just that, for big investments that move our economy forward.
Yeah, I hate to, jump on a motto, but I'm fine with it. These are things that make America great again, quite honestly. I know there's critics and people with the TDS are going to cringe when they hear that. The sentiment is something everyone should be embracing. Remove it from politics and let's make America great again. And by encouraging corporations to invest in infrastructure, to make large purchases, from, other corporations or businesses, stimulating the economy, Brian, how's that not good for everyone?
Yeah. And I think the key is it's not a drop in the corporate tax rate. So it's not just saying, hey, if you make profits, we're not going to tax you as much. Again, the emphasis here is they're rewarded through tax savings by making those investments. It's basically what's called a bonus or accelerated depreciation. So rather than write off an expense over 5, 10, 15 years, the corporations can get an immediate benefit. So what does that mean? So it doesn't mean their corporate earnings will grow, and earnings are what drives stock prices. But what it does mean is at the end of the day, the corporations have more free cash flow, meaning more funds that they can then repurpose towards additional investments. So not only are we encouraging them to invest and then giving them a deduction for that, but then that creates free cash flow that can then be compounded to even more investment, whether that's hiring, research and development, big expenses. It could go towards stock buybacks, which have been criticized in the past, but stock buybacks are good for investors, including people who have stocks in their 401ks, because when a company buys back stock, it increases the value of the remaining shares. So all of these things are positive for those who have in 401ks and IRAs that have stock exposure. They're positive for the corporations, giving them more free cash flow that we're trusting them to invest wisely. And then good for the employees of those companies. If that free cash flow could mean better benefits, better salaries, more employees, a lot of positive here. If you believe that companies are, allowing companies to invest their own profits is a wise choice.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is accurate comparison, but when I think of what they're doing to encourage, corporations to invest in America, basically, I think of rewards as individuals. When we were raising six kids, we had a tax break because, we had the kids. And when I think behind, what was the purpose behind that? Well, probably multiple, like you said, if we are assisted with having more resources to be consumers, continue to be consumers, and not be overburdened, because we have more children. That's one thing. And then another being, considering it's good for America, the next generation. I mean, if we're not having kids, there's no America. It just seems well thought out, and fine tuning a machine. There's just so much to it for the large or medium or small business owner that we're speaking to here in New Mexico. How can they look closely at some of these things that they may want to be more aware of when it comes to the Great Big Beautiful Bill and how it impacted their business? Aside from listening to us and going to the insights tab at johnmoore.com, which I know you and your team have put together some information there, no cost to the folks that are going to check it out. What are some other ways that they can familiarize themselves with how this has benefited them?
Yeah, well, a lot of the provisions sort of piggyback off themes that were popular in the 2017 tax reform, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as it was called. But this is a case where I think you really need to be meeting with your tax advisor, like now, soon.
Yeah.
Tax advisors tend to get very busy. There's a September 15th deadline and then an October 15th deadline that's about to take their attention. So I would meet quickly with your tax advisor. If you miss them, then, sometime between October 15th and the end of the year, talk to them about your business's goals, your cash flow, where you stand, and say, okay, what parts of this bill can I take advantage of? Because that same accelerated depreciation is available to smaller businesses as well. So it might mean you advance some purchases of vehicles for your fleet. It might mean that you remodel that section of your office building or your industrial building that you were kind of putting off. And there may be some incentives to accelerate some of those expenses. So it's definitely something you want to work closely with your tax advisor and determine what's best for your specific needs.
Very good. And I did mention the insights tab, Brian. Any new content or content on the way our listeners should be aware of?
Yeah, good question. So we have a couple fun things right now. So we just posted recently a blog about considerations for small business owners, particularly those starting a new business. What should you consider? We also just put in an article about life insurance, how to view life insurance. Sometimes it's sold as a great savings tool. So trying to address, is that true? If so, in what circumstances might you consider life insurance more than just a death benefit? And so I think some good resources there. And then we're going to continue our weekly posts of our investment commentary and market updates that we post usually by Monday afternoon at the latest Tuesday. So those will continue.
Very good. Well, Brian Cochran's been our guest for our Friday financial update as per normal. President of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. And on the Insights tab, you'll find that information. No charge. It's a free resource to go and check out and be well-equipped to better be good stewards of the resources God's provided for us to really glorify and honor Him in. Brian, we appreciate the time and the information. Look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.